Happy New Year, everyone. Can you believe it? 2026. We say that every year. We're always shocked that it's another year gone by. And it's always makes an impact, always leaves a mark.
Sails right past us, doesn't it?
It does. Always, always. Thank you so much for joining us. We're Kim and Mike Burge. Delighted to be here. And we're going to send some season's greetings from the North Dakota Cowboy Hall of Fame in Medora, North Dakota. You can enjoy the warmth of Christmas season, the promise of the new year, and the enduring heritage of the West.
The ranchers who are up at dawn, herding, feeding, selling, doing all that ranch stuff, well, they read Tri-State Livestock News. Now, it's not for everyone, but for those who live and breathe the ranch life, well, it's a necessity. Covering all corners of agriculture, Tri-State Livestock News, it is what ranchers read.
And the holiday season is a special time of connection and cheer. Lynn and Rick Shippey of Shippey Realty and Auction hope that you and your loved ones are enjoying the gifts of love, peace, and happiness this holiday season. Happy holidays from Lynn, Rick, and staff. I have a couple pieces, Mike. One by Stephen B. Cloud and one by Dean Sorensen.
Oh, really? Our friend Dean Sorensen.
Indeed.
Okay.
Okay, let's start with a year of time. Though even thinking on the subject of time may prove discomforting, it is not a bad idea, especially at the beginning of a new year. As we look into 2026, we look at a block of time. We see 12 months, 52 weeks, 365 days, 8,760 hours, 525,600 minutes, and 31,536,000 seconds. And all as a gift from God. We have done nothing to deserve it, earn it, or purchase it. Like the air we breathe, time comes to us as a part of life. The gift of time is not ours alone. It is equally given to each person, rich, poor, educated, ignorant, strong and weak. Every man, woman, and child has the same 24 hours every day. Another important thing about time is that you can't stop it. There's no way to slow it down, turn it off, or adjust it. It just keeps marching on. And you cannot bring back time. Once it's gone, it's gone. Yesterday is lost forever. If yesterday is lost, tomorrow is uncertain. We may look ahead at a full year's block of time, but we really have no guarantees that we will experience any of it. Obviously, time is one of our most precious possessions. We can waste it. We can worry over it. We can spend it on ourselves, or as good stewards, we can invest it in the kingdom of God. A new year is full of time. As the seconds tick away, will you be tossing time out the window, or will you make every minute count? Stephen B. Cloud. I promised I was going to do something from Dean Sorensen. I'm still going to, but not today, apparently, Mike. I ran out of time. What do you have to finish the program up with?
Well, you know, I started the other day on some things that New Year's resolutions, and there was actually a couple of them that I thought were a little bit new perspective on things. Here's one, plan a vacation somewhere new.
Oh, that's a very good idea.
Okay. How about this one? Start volunteering. That's something that we lack in our communities sometimes.
Yeah.
Getting people to volunteer for any kind of a board or something like that.
Yep. That's so true.
Here's a New Year's resolution. Decorate that space that you've been meaning to do.
Oh, block it out. Write down that first step. What's the very first thing you need to get you going?
Here's another one. Clean out your wardrobe.
Yeah.
Some people say you buy one thing, you got to get rid of two things. And that way it kind of stays
in balance, because it won't work that way all year.
Now, a lot of people say, I'm going to exercise more, but we don't want to overdo it. So here is one that says, just start stretching more.
Now, that's good.
And that doesn't mean eating more, so you stretch that way.
Oh,
stretch
okay.
Like your muscles and things as well. So,
well, that's good to know.
Don't forget the Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board invites you to visit Valentine in the Cherry County area in 2026 later this month. That's right. It's January. Don't forget, folks. The 23rd, 24th, if there's ice, because we don't have any ice to fish on right now. But if it comes along, we'll have the Cork Thornton Memorial Ice Fishing Tournament. But I know we are going to get Valentine's Day on February 14th, and the Bull Bash will be coming up. Go to bullbash.net. So check out those things at visitvalentine.com. Keep listening to this great radio station for another great year of broadcasting coming up here in 2026. Keep listening for the good stuff.